We're in a war out here in the West, a war that has been fought for 150 years, and there's no sign it will ever end. It's the war over water. In the old days, it was the homesteaders against the cattle barons. The first ranchers in the West claimed vast tracts of land, all open range, unfenced, and with free access to water. But homesteaders came in and tried to claim the water holes so they could irrigate and grow crops. If the cattle barons were to allow that, the open range would be pretty much worthless. So they called the homesteaders cattle thieves, which some of them probably were, but branding them as outlaws justified a terror campaign to run them off. There were lynchings and shootings, and eventually the cattlemen hired gunfighters to clear out the settlements. The Johnson County War in Wyoming was the most blatant instance of this, which ended with the gunmen being humiliated by the farmers. The day of the hired gun battling the homesteaders ended in 1903, when Tom Horn was charged with killing the son of a local homesteader near Cheyenne. But hanging Tom Horn didn't end the water wars. It just changed the battleground to the courts. The new hired guns wore suits and carried briefcases. At the dawn of the 20th century, the war became agriculture, facing off against developers. And it continues today. It is growing, state versus state, city versus city. With or without global warming, this is a battle we will fight all our lives, and our grandchildren will fight it, just as our grandparents did. There's a lot at stake, not only jobs, but our way of life. It's growing food versus building houses, local control versus big government, big business against big ag. In the coming weeks, we'll discuss these wars, explore the facts, and look for solutions. And that's The View from the West. I'll see you next week. I'm Len Wilcox with AgNet West.